بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسر تقديم الشيخ العزيز حسن عبد الوهاب مرزوق البنا في مجموعة أسئلة وأجوبة خاصة بعيد الفطر ونهاية رمضان، وهذا في يوم السبت الموافق 27 رمضان 1440 هجري الموافق 1 يونيو 2019 ميلادي. Muhideen Publications pleased to announce a question answer session, a special question answer session on the day of Eid al-Fitr as well as the end of Ramadan, regarding the end of Ramadan, with our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Hassan Abdul Wahab Marzu' al-Banna, hafadah Allah wa ra'ah. It's up to you. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's up to you. And that is on the day of Saturday, the 27th of Ramadan, 1440 Hijri. But you want to close the door so I don't get any feedback. On the day of the 27th of Ramadan, 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 1st of June, 2019 Miladi. طيب شيخنا، طيب السؤال يقول يا شيخنا بلغة إنجليزية، can we have صلاة العيد at the masjid out of necessity؟ فالسؤال يقول يا شيخ، هل ممكن نصلي صلاة العيد للحاجة في المسجد للضرورة؟
في ضرورة اسمعنا. إذا هي سنة سنة في الخلاء. الضرورة مش مهلا، في ضرورة يعني يصلي يصلي لأن يكون وضع خاص عنده، يكون وضع خاص.
نعم.
فمش نعم. كل الناس يقدروا يصلوا في الخلاء في أمريكا.
صحيح.
فهذا يصلي في مسجد مش حاجة جائز.
نعم. طيب اترجم يا شيخنا.
You
can hear it. Put it over there. طيب. So the Sheikh حفظه الله said out of necessity it is permissible to make Salat al-Eid in the masjid because you have a special circumstance. You being in the West, you might not have the capacity to have Salat al-Eid out in the open like it is in the Sunnah. Not all the people in the West can make Salat al-Eid in the open, out in the countryside or the open or parks and so on in America or in the West in general. So in that case, if they have no option, then they can make Salah in the masjid. But again, the Sunnah is to make it out in the open. طب شيخنا.
نعم.
نعم. And whoever is capable of actually having Salat al-Eid out in the open, he should have it out in the open. And whoever cannot, since they live in lands that is not based upon Islam, for example, then they can do so. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But it's best to do it out in the open. شيخنا من باب بس توضيح الموضوع هذا. هو ولله الحمد والمنة في كثير من المساجد السلفية في أمريكا الآن الله سبحانه وتعالى يسر لهم أن بعد الترتيب قبلها بأسابيع أن يستطيعوا يعملوا صلاة العيد مثلا في الحدائق ولله الحمد والمنة. نعم. لكن في بعض الأحيان المسجد يعني أحد المساجد مثلا ما يستطيع يرتب الأمور في الوقت المناسب وبالتالي يضطر يعملوها في المسجد. So I explained to the Sheikh, yani just to cover all the bases here, to make it clear to everybody, that alhamdulillah for a lot of the Salafi masajids in America, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it easy for them if they plan weeks ahead of time, that is weeks ahead of time with their different park departments for the cities they live in, they can have Salat al-Eid in the different parks or metro parks. And that's a blessing from Allah. But sometimes one or two of the masajid cannot do so just in time, and consequently they have to do it in the masjid. So what's your opinion, ya Sheikh? And the Sheikh Hafdallah said, it's a necessity in that case, and it's permissible for them to do it in the masjid. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Allahumma barak.
Ya alhamdulillah. يأخذ تصريح مش كده؟
لازم يأخذ تصريح يا شيخ ولازم يرتبه مع الإدارة الرسمية قبلها. نعم الله المستعان. الحمد لله نسأل الله أن يسرها لنا إن شاء الله العيد على عيد الأضحى بإذن الله. آمين. طيب السائل يقول يا شيخنا, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, oh I forgot to translate the last part. The sheikh said so basically they have to get permission or some kind of a waiver from the city or the town they live in to have Salat al-Eid in a park. And I said yes ya sheikh, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do so by Eid al-Adha bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to have it in a park. So السائل يقول يا شيخنا, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, is it better to pray Taraweeh in the first part of the night after Isha, or to return to the masjid in the last third of the night and pray it then? فالأخ يقول في آخر 10 ليالي من رمضان يا شيخ, هل أفضل أن أصلي التراويح في أول الليل بعد صلاة العشاء مباشرة, ولا أرجع إلى المسجد في الثلث الأخير من الليل وصليها وقتها؟
الثلث الأخير أحسن, مس واحدة مس, صلاة واحدة مس, 8 مس و 3-11, ما صليش اثنين لا ما فيش,
يعني ما يصل
سنة, مش من سنة وصل صلى قيام أول الليل ونصف الليل وآخر الليل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, بس واحدة بس.
نعم
أخبرك بارك
اللهم بارك. نعم نعم اللهم بارك. يعني ما يجمعش بين التراويح والتهجد مثلا في المسجد؟
لا لا.
طيب so the Sheikh حفظه الله, in answering that question he said in the last third of the night is always best as long as that's only qiyam that you're going to do, and in the form of course praying 11 rak'ah, meaning 8 rak'ah followed by 3 afterwards. And so as long as you're praying that last set all by itself in the last third of the night and not combining this with taraweeh, you cannot, the Sheikh said, it's not from the sunnah to pray taraweeh, for example, and tahajjud, reiterate. He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was narrated about him صلى الله عليه وسلم that he prayed in the beginning of the night, he prayed in the middle of the night, and he prayed at the last third of the night. But he always did one of the three options. He did not do two of them together or the three of them together. It is permissible, it is best to pray the last third of the night as long as that's the only one you're going to do for qiyam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. السؤال يقول يا شيخنا, is Laylatul Qadr the same night all over the world in different countries, even though some started fasting different days? الأخ يسأل يقول, هل ليلة القدر هي نفس الليلة في كل العالم وفي دول مختلفة رغم أن بعض البلاد بدأت في أيام مختلفة؟
برضو هي نفس اليوم, ليلة القدر في نفس اليوم, يعني هي يوم ساعة واحدة ليلة واحدة, ربنا قادر على كل شيء بحاجات يقدر عليها الإنسان بدون عشان يفكر كيف يحصل ذلك, إن الله على كل شيء قدير. فربنا قادر يخلي ليلة واحدة في العالم كله بأسلوب رباني, بأسلوب إلهي. ولا تقول لماذا وكيف يكون ذلك, لا, إنما يفعل ما يشاء وقت ما يشاء في أي وقت شاء, كل شيء يكون فيكون. هذا المانع يكون ليلة كلها بالقدر في العالم في وقت واحد, والله أعلم.
So in answering that question, the Sheikh said, ليلة القدر is the same night no matter where you at. It's one night and Allah is capable of everything. These are affairs, these are things that no human being cannot comprehend. Verily, Allah is capable of everything. Don't think how, because Allah is capable of doing anything that Allah wants. Don't ever say why or how can that be, As we know from the ayat and the different proofs in the Quran and Sunnah, verily Allah does what He wills, whenever He wills, however He wills. As we know also from the proofs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to something, be, and it will. So there is nothing to say, or there's nothing to prevent a person, there's nothing to prevent Laylatul Qadr to be the same night all over the world at the same time. And Allah knows best.
الحساب بتاعها باللغة بالتاريخ الهجري بالعربي ليس بالتاريخ الفرنجي ويحسب بالعربي بالآخر عشر أو آخر وتر من رمضان
كما قال الحديث في العشر أو آخر
من رمضان
نعم And the proof, or the way, or the point of calculating this is through the Hijri calendar, not through the Gregorian. The way we calculate for Laylatul Qadr is through the Hijri calendar and not by Gregorian calendar. And it, of course, counted, as we may refer to it roughly, as the Arab month, which is the Muslim calendar, in the last 10 days of Ramadan. It is one of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Now, how do I sound now?
Yeah, Ramadan. عندك رمضان؟ عندك رمضان ولا لا؟
نعم شيء. عندنا رمضان الحمد لله.
طيب الوضع في العالم كل وأنت قادر في العالم كل.
نعم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخ أبو زينب. كيف صحتك يا أخي؟ كيف العائلة لفبري بارك آمين آمين
How about now? I adjusted the mic a little bit. Sounds a little better? I'm not sure. I'm using the Wi-Fi at the mansion. It's my first time in a while to use it here. I should be okay, but it might be too many people using the Wi-Fi at the same time. Okay. As the Sheikh Abdullah continued by said, isn't it true that you're going through the month of Ramadan right now? Where you at? I said, yes, ya Sheikh. He said, well, it's Ramadan all over the world. And it's also Laylatul Qadr all over the world. The same case goes. Just as Ramadan is all over the world, Laylatul Qadr is all over the world. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. طيب. Sheikhna Asali يقول Is it sunnah to complete the entire Quran recitation in Salat al-Taraweeh prayers during Ramadan? Some people are completing the entire Quran within 6 days, each night 5 juz. Allahu Akbar. At the starting days of Ramadan, they fear that they might not continue Taraweeh prayer in the same mosque, and as a result, they may lose the sequence or chain of the entire Quran completion in Taraweeh prayers. Please explain this action according to the Sunnah. طيب فسأل يقول يا شيخنا هل من السنة أن ينتهي الشخص أو المسلم من القرآن بالكامل قراءة القرآن في صلاة التراويح أثناء رمضان وذكر مثال غريب
انت يسر له انت يسر له دون غلو ولا جفاء
دون غلو أو جفاء صحيح
بل نين دير الإسلام دي الوسط
صحيح So in answer to the first part regarding completing recitation of the Quran in Salat al-Taraweeh in Ramadan, the Sheikh said, if it was made easy for him without going to extremes or having shortcomings, because Islam is the religion of the middle path, as you probably know. Islam is the religion of the middle path. So if it's easy for you, yes. بإذن الله تعالى. طيب فيقول يا شيخنا الأخ أو الأخت يقول بعض الناس عندنا في بلدنا يكملون القرآن في أول 6
نعم فضل
نعم يقولون يكملون القرآن في 6 أيام كل ليلة يقرأوا 5 أجزاء في التراويح لأن يخافون
لا 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 إرهاق لا إرهاق عليهم
so. صحيح
ولا باخذ
الأنسر ذا بارت
يا شبابنا من الميدل مودريت
مودريت صحيح
كده وصل
نعم
مش بول
صح ممكن
مش مش وصل يعني هودين أكيد معتدل يعني لو معتدل
صحيح. Is the Sheikh Abdullah corrected my English? As you probably know, the Islam, wallah alhamdulillah minna, is not the middle path, middle religion, but rather it's a moderate religion. It's a moderate religion. It is the religion that is moderate in everything, wallah alhamdulillah minna.
And
regarding
condition.
The part...
Suits every condition. Suits every condition.
Naam, suits every condition. It's appropriate for every condition or every circumstance. Subhanallah. Nah. As the Sheikh said, suits every condition. This religion of Islam, walillah alhamdulillah minna, moderate religion, and it suits every condition or is appropriate for every circumstance or every affair. So as for the fact of completing the whole Quran within 6 days, meaning 5 juz, it was from Yusuf's side, it wasn't our side. So the Sheikh said, Habibullah, this is too much hardship. This is exhaustion upon those who do 5 juz every night in Salat al-Tarawih. This is literally exhausting them. And Alhamdulillah, as he mentioned earlier, Islam is a moderate religion. This is too much to do in one night. صحيح.
بس 10 أواخر بيزود شوي. يعني بزيادة شوي عشان في بداية القدر.
نعم.
لا بس مش لدرجة إنه يصلي الليل كله. لا.
So the Sheikh Abdullah said, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed qiyam al-layl in the beginning of the night, in the middle of the night, and at the end of the night. And from there we learn that when he prayed in the beginning of the night, Fadal Sheikh. Salam li Sheikh Shihab, Sheikhna.
Abdul Wahab.
Abdul Wahab. Salam li Abdul Wahab,
Sheikh Shihab.
Alayhi Karim.
Salam.
Wa iyyak.
Yeah,
mashallah, Allahumma barik. As the Sheikh Abdullah said, so our Prophet ﷺ prayed in the beginning of the night and in the middle of the night and at the end of the night. The Sheikh Abdullah said, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ would increase a little bit more, but yet in a way that you have time to rest. You don't stand up the whole night. That's not from the Sunnah. You don't stand up. Not to the point, as the Sheikh said, that you or the Prophet ﷺ stood up the whole night in prayer. That is not the Sunnah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. طيب. فالأخينا في التعقيب يا شيخنا يقول
قم الليلة إلا قليلة. صد عليه. قم الليلة إلا قليلة. لازم يقل استراح.
نعم. هذه سورة قم الليلة إلا قليلة.
وسنة الأمة. قد عليه سنة الأمة.
نعم. As the Sheikh quoted the ayat actually from, I can't remember the surah, but I'm going to inshallah try and find it for you. It says, stand up, O Muhammad, stand up the whole night except for a little bit. Stand up the whole night except for a little bit. And I wish I can get my...
Inna khayla.
Now, Surah Al-Muzzammil. Naam, it's Surah Al-Muzzammil. Verse, actually, subhanAllah, verse, can you see the number? The first verse, verse 2, Naam, Ya ayyuha al-muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qaleela. So the Shaykh Abdullah, you can look it up for yourself too, of course, as we always learn from the Shaykh. Look up the ayah, look up the tafsir, inshallah, from tafsir al-Sa'di or any other tafsir that you have from the people of the Sunnah. Where it says, O you wrapped in garments, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stand to pray all night except a little bit. stand to pray all night except a little bit. The Sheikh said from this ayah, actually we learned that this is compulsory upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it is a sunnah for the rest of the ummah. It is an obligation upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the prophet of Islam, but it's only a sunnah for the rest of the ummah, for the rest of his, from the rest of the Muslims. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Allahu Akbar. طيب شيخنا يشرح ليه بيعملوا كده. يقول لك هم يخافون يا شيخ ان ما يكملوا صلاة التراويح في نفس المسجد بقية رمضان او يعني يضيع عليهم الترتيب القراءة في صلاة التراويح.
لا يلزم نفسهم. نعم. يخلوا كل ليلة بعد القراءة. والباقي إيه في القرآن يستريح يستحر كل ذا مش حاجات تسعيني في الليل يا عبد الوهاب.
So the Sheikh Abdullah in responding to why the brother or the sister explaining why they do five juz every night for 6 days in a row out of fear they might not continue Tarawih al-Salah, Tarawih prayer in the same masjid, or as a result they may lose the sequence or chain of the entire Quran completion Tarawih prayer. The Sheikh said, Abdullah, do not oppress yourselves. Do not transgress against yourself. But rather, every night, recite as much as you can from the Qur'an and Taraweeh. If you want to continue to recite any of the Qur'an, do that on your own after the Salah. But also make sure you get some rest in the night, as well as have time to make your suhoor, or eat your pre-dawn meal. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Naam. Sheikhna, السؤال اللي بعده. The next question is, there is a local Diobandi Hanafi governing body in our country called Dar al-Uloom that has a moon sighting committee. It is understood that they use proper equipment to look for the new moon. Should we, the Salafis, trust their sighting, or are they to be considered untrustworthy in this issue because of their corrupt aqidah and manhaj? Sheikh Ma'ana?
No.
فالسائل يقول يا شيخنا عندنا في بلدنا في ناس على الطريقة الديوبندية الحنفية هم اللي بيحكموا البلد وعندهم منظمة اسمها دار العلوم وهي المسؤولة عن رؤية القمر عندهم لجنة لرؤية القمر أو الهلال والمفهوم أو متعارف عليه عندنا في البلد أن هم بيستعملوا يعني الأدوات المطلوبة لهذه الرؤية أو الأدوات الصحيحة حتى يروا بها الهلال فنحن كسلفيين هل علينا أن احنا نثق في رؤياهم للهلال ولا نعتبر رؤيتهم غير موثوق فيها بسبب أن عقيدتهم ومنهجهم منحرف؟
بالله وصلتها سمعت بالله. لا كل في الغالب غالب غالب وغالب لكل مسلم حريص على كده حتى لو كان حنفي ديوبندي كل مسلم حريص على الانضباط على الانضباط في الأعمال في بدع وفي مشحلسات ولكن في الحاجات دي لا فيأخذ بيهم وخلاص يأخذ برؤية عن نوع أجهزة وكل حاجة مزبوط يأخذ بيه عشان هم عاوزين كمان ان هم يقبلوا حتى لو كانوا غلطانين وكل حاجه في حاجه تانية انما يهمهم القبول يهم كل مسلم القبول مش كده ولا ايه حتى لو صحيح. كان اي حرفه اي مذهب من المذاهب يخطب يرتكب مخالفات وبدع واستحلاسات وكل حاجه ولكن حريص على قبول عند ربنا فبيعرف الحاجات دي يقولها مظبوطة ويبحث عنها مظبوطة ودقة بدقة كمان
يعني في الحالة دي يا شيخ ما يتبعوش اللجنة هذه صح؟
نعم نعم
ولكن يعتمدوا على الرؤية من هيئة سلفية؟
لا هم منهم
برضو ياخدوا برؤياهم
وهم ماسكين زمام كمان قبل ماسكين زمام
نعم
خلاص نعم. ياخدوا
طيب طيب شيخ عبد الله السيد بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. He started the question by no, which kind of threw me off, but I will explain what no means here. He said, in most cases, actually for the majority of the Muslims, each and every Muslim strives and perseveres upon what he knows of the religion of Allah, even if that Muslim was upon Hanafiya, Diobandiya. Every Muslim strives to be upon accuracy, best as he and she can do, even if they are upon innovations,
wa'iyadu billah.
We understand.
He's keen to be accepted.
Sahih. He is keen to be accepted. And that's another thing that the Sheikh started by saying, no, Nabi.
Even
if he is bid'i. Allahumma barik. So the Sheikh, as the Sheikh said, and the Muslim, every Muslim is keen to be accepted by other Muslims, even if he is bid'i or upon bid'ah or innovation or ayyadu billah.
Accepted
in Allah. Naam, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
Naam, every Muslim is keen to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand in the actions there are innovations and the newly innovated matters. But when it comes to this affair especially, the sighting of the moon, yani, there's not much leeway or room to bring about innovation wal-iyadu billah. If they have the proper equipment as you stated, and if they are doing the sighting according to the sunnah, then you have to follow them. Especially if they are the governing body, especially if they are the one in charge of the land around you. Because they themselves, as the Sheikh mentioned earlier, they're keen, they want to be accepted, they want their actions to be accepted by Allah. Even if they were upon one of the madahib or the methodologies that are not, yani, that one of the madahib, na'am. He may fall into wrong in accordance to the sunnah. He may fall into things against the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, that Muslim is still striving hard to be accepted by our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the, na'am. Tayyib, they look for accuracy. We understand they look for accuracy regardless of who they are, and they try to be as intricate as possible when it comes to sighting the new moon. And since they are in charge of the lands that you live in, then you have to follow that sighting. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And there's a comment by our brother here to follow up on that. Fadal ya Yusuf. الأخ يوسف بيقول يا شيخ السبب أن الإخوة بيسألوا في السؤال هذا لأن هؤلاء الحنفية الديوبندية مثلا يستعملون الحسابات في الشهور العربية في تحديد الشهور وبالتالي هم عندهم طبعا عقيدة منحرفة والمنهج منحرف نسأل الله السلامة العافية فكيف نثق فيهم أن هم مش ممكن مثلا يكذبوا على المسلمين ويقولوا إحنا شفنا القمر ولكن هم معتمدين على الحساب
بقول لك هو حريص الله ما أقول لك إيه أنا أقول لك إنه حريص على القبول شكلاً شكل عنده شكل مهم فهو حريص على أن يقبل يخش في رمضان بحساب مضبوط رغم البدع اللي عنده
نعم يعني إذا كنا متأكدين يا شيخ إنه فعلا بيشوف الأمر بالأجهزة فنثق في رؤياه
خلاص
لكن لو عملها بالحساب ومختلف مع بيت العالم الإسلام يمشي عليها
حساب لا حساب لا إذا كان ماشيين بالحساب المسلمين يأخذ أقرب بلد جنبهم ماشي مضبوط في رمضان يأخذوا بها بتعمل ارتباك في البلد البعض هيمشي مع الحكومة والبعض هيخالف الأحسن شيء أما يختلفوا بيوم أحسن ما يختلفوا زيادة عن بعضهم ويعادوا بعض ويقولوا ضد بعض لا زي بعض فخليهم مع في الرؤية مع الديوبندي كل حاجة.
طيب so the comment here was the shubha or the doubt that has been brought about because of that question or the reason behind that question is that these Hanafi Diobandi uses mathematics and astronomical calculations in determining the new moons. And since they're already upon a deviation in their aqidah as well as their manhaj, their aqidah and their manhaj is corrupt, how can we trust that they won't lie to us regarding the sighting of the moon based on their calculations, for example, if they cannot see it? So the Sheikh said, and this is why I tell you that these Muslims strive to be accepted outwardly in form. In other words, they strive very hard to be accepted by other Muslims around them outwardly, and consequently they try very hard to do the right thing, because for them the outward هي outwardly لا شبلي هنا يا شيخ تختلف الله مستعان شبلي هنا عندنا في أمريكا جايز في عند الجتار تختلف بس الشبلي as the Sheikh said outwardly or shably maybe in England the same is what the Sheikh means but in America I'm not sure if I can use the word shably here instead of outwardly والله تعالى أعلم نعم شكلا عندنا يعني المظهر العام أهم حاجة عندهم المظاهر معنا صح والله مستعان صح يا شيخ
نعم
so they're all about how they looked and how they perceived by other
people لولا ان هو واثق في نفسه هو انه صح ما كانش استمد في الديوانية هو واثق حسب فهمه هو
نعم
مش يعني فاهم ان هو غلطان لا ده هو فاهم ان هو اللي على صح لن تفهم كده ان الانسان المبتدئ البديع والمخالف فاهم يعمل كده ليه مصر ليه فاهم ان هو اللي صح زي البديعي والمسني فاهم البديعي مش عايز يسمع كلامك ليه فاهم ان هو اللي صح وانت الغلطان
صحيح
فاهم ازاي
صحيح نعم صحيح صحيح الله المستعان
ولو مصر ليه
صحيح
ويعاديك ليه يقعد ضدك ليه فاهم ان هو صحيح على صح
نعم الله يدينا وإياهم آمين طيب as the Sheikh حفظه الله mentioned this individual regardless of what kind of deviation okay. they're upon or corruption they're upon in the Sunnah they strive to at least be accepted outwardly by other Muslims and groups around them. They strive hard to be accepted and agreed with other Muslims around them, despite all the innovations that they have. So if he truly is seeing the new moon with the proper equipment and doing it the right way, regardless of their madhab, then we follow them. But if they rely upon calculations, the Sheikh said, we do not follow them, but rather we take upon the closest Muslim land that is known to be doing it the correct way. We take upon the sighting.
يعني اضطراب في الحالة والناس تتخانق مع بعضها وتعادي وتختلف
نعم
فما غلطوا في يوم أو اثنين أحسن ما يختلفوا كلهم
صحيح هذا الشيخ سيد حفظه الله نعم إن الشريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشريعة to solve such a problem since those who are upon deviation in charge of the lands It is permissible for everybody else to follow them, even if they made a mistake in their so-called sighting by day or two. To avoid any division,
بلاقي الواحد الصف يونتي اوف ذا رو يونتي اوف ذا رو
for the sake of having نعم for the sake يعني unity of the ranks نعم نسميها ranks هنا الرول هو الصف في الصلاة يا شيخ أما هنا وحدة الصف يسموها unity of the ranks والله تعالى أعلم as the Sheikh حفظ الله said for the sake of the unity of the Muslims or the unity of the ranks as the Sheikh put it in English the unity of the rows
لأن الحديث الجماعة رحمة والفرقة عذاب الجماعة رحمة والفرقة عذاب
As known from the hadith, a jama'ah is rahmah, is a mercy, and al-furqa or division is torment or adab. Again, al-jama'ah or yani al-jama'ah or being together is a mercy, and al-furqa is division, is adab or torment. Wal-iyadu billah. Division is torment. Wal-iyadu billah. And here to yani to make things clear, to avoid any division amongst the ranks of the Muslims in that country that's been governed by the Deobandis, for example, you stay upon the sighting of the Deobandis. You stay upon the sighting of the Deobandi as a Salafi, Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, because as the Sheikh broke it down even further, he said, those Deobandis or any group upon innovation are fully trusting, according to the understanding, they trust their ways. Or they think they are right, just like we as people of the Sunnah and people of Salafiyya know that we are correct and they are not. The Sheikh said again, this person does not understand the fact that he is wrong. This Muslim does not understand that he is wrong. Whether he's upon innovation, whether he's upon misguidance, or upon whatever he is upon that's against the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the pious predecessors. This is why that person does what he does and insists on doing what he's doing because his understanding is that he is correct. Just like a man upon the Sunnah, he knows according to the proofs. And that is the difference. Subhanallah. And that is the difference between the people of Sunnah and the people of innovations, as the Sheikh said. And that is the difference between the people of Sunnah and the people of innovations. And this is why you find an innovator or a man calling to innovations insisting upon his action because he or she think that they are correct. And this is why they have enmity for you as a man or a woman upon the Sunnah. And this is why they give you as a man or a woman upon the Sunnah a hard time. Because they're understanding that they are correct and you are wrong, which is, of course, the other way around. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Any more comment upon that, ya Yusuf? طيب. طب شيخنا في حاجة هنا برضو من باب التوضيح.
نعم.
عندنا مثلا أحد المساجد هنا في كولومبس أوهايو حدد معاد العيد قبلها بأسبوع.
لا.
فنقول إيه المسلمين اللي ماشيين عليها؟
لا لا لا
نعم
لسه بالرؤية
نعم صحيح so I give an example
رؤيتي وابتلوا رؤيتي
نعم صحيح
شوم رؤيتي وابتلوا رؤيتي
as the Sheikh Abdullah I give him the example that we are living with here as I was told by some of the brothers in my community in Columbus, Ohio, that we have a masjid already determined Eid is going to be Tuesday, almost a week ahead of time. The Sheikh laughed, as you probably heard him, and he said, where is the hadith? The hadith is authentic regarding this. The hadith is authentic regarding the sighting of the moon. As our Prophet ﷺ said, fast to the sighting of the new moon and break your fast to the sighting of the next new moon. Naam, Allahumma barak. Tayyib. السؤال اللي بعده يا شيخ لو سمحت
بلا
Is there a nisab for zakat al-fitr? For example, a person is maskeen and cannot even afford his basic requirements for his family. Does he still have to pay zakat al-fitr? Allahu Akbar. Allah make it easy on him. فالأخ يقول هل في نصاب لزكاة الفطر يا شيخ لأن في أخ أو ممكن يعني الحالة هذه يقول أنا مسكين وما عندي حتى ما يكفيني أنا وأولادي أو أنا وعيلتي فهل علي أن أنا لازم أدفع زكاة الفطر؟
لا ممكن يعطي ويأخذ.
صحيح.
ممكن يعطي ويأخذ.
نعم.
يعطي زكاة ويأخذ زكاة.
طيب شيخنا نعم، وإيش هو النصاب في الحالة دي؟
3 كيلو.
نعم.
من رايس رز. حسب قوة اللي عندكم الغالب إيه عند المسلمين في الوجبات كلها، قوة الغالب إيه؟
عندنا في أمريكا الله أعلم، مش عارف. I don't know what's the most. The Sheikh is asking a question. What is the most prevalent food or staple food for all three meals of the day for people, for example, in America? And it has to be from the grains. صعب يا شيخ، أظن الدقيق، البر الدقيق، والله أعلم.
خلاص خذ أعمل الدقيق 3 كيلو.
نعم. اللي هو الصاع يعني والدين، صح يا شيخ؟ طيب. So in asking this question, the Sheikh حفظه الله said, upon a person that cannot afford paying zakat al-fitr is to take zakat al-fitr from others and give out from that zakat to others. Again, upon the person that, as the question saying, the questioner here put it, that he is maskeen, he doesn't have enough to suffice himself and his family, is to take zakat al-fitr from others and from whatever he takes from others, give out zakat al-fitr upon, يعني for himself and on behalf of those in his family. And what is the nisab here? What is the measure? Roughly speaking, is 3 kilos, which comes up to about 6.5 pounds, roughly speaking, in America. About 3 kilos, kilograms of rice, for example, because rice is a staple in a lot of Muslim countries all over the world. And the Sheikh said, Naam, Sheikh? بيخبزوه بيعملوا بيه حاجة كتير هنا ما شاء الله فطار وغدا وعشاء. Or flour for example, it has to be from the grains that is the most prevalent amongst the people of the land. For example, the Sheikh said macarona or macaroni or pasta as we call it in America is not for zakat al-fitr. طب شيخنا في كلام في الموضوع ده كبير قوي عندنا، الله مستعان، الله يهدي الجميع.
Nah.
So it has to be some form of a grain that's prevalent for the 3 daily meals amongst the people. If it is rice, for example, in the land you live in, then you give out rice. If it's flour, like I believe is the case here in America, which is kind of iffy, and no telling what is a staple here, wallahu musta'an. But let's say if it's flour that they use for the 3 daily meals, and this is a staple grain, then you give zakat al-fitr in the form of flour. And the rough measure for the sa' in, as the Sheikh said, in weight is about 3 kilograms or about 6.5 American pounds for those that live in America. Tab Sheikhna, but pasta is not going to work. Brothers and sisters in America that are listening, he said the pasta is not for zakat al-fitr. بعض الإخوة والأخوات هنا يا شيخ، وده يعني بتحصل معانا احنا عايشين هنا في المسجد، يجيبوا مثلا عشان احنا نوزع بالنيابة عنهم نعطيها للأخ المسؤول التوزيع زكاة الفطر، يجيبوا لنا بعض الأحيان عدس وفول ناشف وممكن حتى حاجات في معلبات
بيستخدم
وسكر، وساعات يجيبوا سكر
بيستخدم. لا لا خلي أكل، يعني أكل مش بالحلاوة، مش في حاله بياكلوا.
نعم.
الحبوب الاكل. يعني عندي في حبر قمح يعني او رز.
نعم.
او عدس.
نعم.
ايوه. او دقيق. او لبن جاف. بياكلوا العرب ياكلوه. لكن
ماشي. نعم.
استخدم عندكم.
لا عندنا بيستخدموه بس مش مشهور يا شيخ. المشكلة أمريكا ما فيهاش stable واحد. You know of any stable grain that all the Americans agree upon here?
Beans. هي يعني.
Beans. طب البقوليات يا شيخ، البقوليات الناشفة، الفول الناشف والفاصوليا والحاجات دي. نعم بيستخدم. They use it here. They eat it here, right?
بيه منه.
طيب.
بيجمش فول يعني؟
نعم يا شيخ.
بيجمش فول؟
آه اللي هو فول ناشف وفاصوليا ولوبيا والحاجة ديت الناشفة.
الفول ناشف بيجمشوه؟
آه بيطبخوه، آه بيطبخوه ياكلوه.
آه خلاص.
نعم مش لازم فول مدمس يعني، هو جايز أنواع الفول التانية، أنواع وأشكال يعني. الله المستعان.
فول نابت.
اللهم بارك. نعم. طيب I asked the sheikh just for the benefit here since he said pasta is not going to work. He said any food, any dry grain, basically grains, mainly grains that the people are known to eat it in your land. Example, he said wheat, flour, rice, lentils, even dry milk, powdered milk. He said, for example, the Bedouins are known to use powdered milk where يعني, I guess in parts of Egypt or parts of the Middle East. So some people will give him zakat al-fitr in the form of dry powdered milk. So if it is used, how about barley here? What are you trying to say? No. Huh? Oh, time for adhan?
No, 28.
How much? How much time?
5 more minutes.
5 more? طيب. نعم بياكلوا يا شيخ، هنا امريكا بياكلوا كل حاجه، هذه المشكله عندنا في امريكا. نعم الله عليهم كثيره وما فيش حاجه محدده الا حسب اصل الشخص.
مشاعر ممكن شاعر كمان.
The sheikh said even barley if that's a staple for some people use barley for example it's a dry grain and so on. So any dry grain that the people of the land are known to use as food, you can give it to them. Different legumes that are dry, beans, lentils, black-eyed peas, whatever, from the bean family, if I want to call it that, or legumes, dry legumes, then it is permissible to use. والله تعالى أعلم. شيخ نحن معنا 5 دقائق لغاية أذان العصر. هل في مجال لسؤال تاني ولا كفاية كده؟
لا كفاية كده.
طيب بارك الله فيك يا شيخنا. بارك الله فيك. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيك. سلامنا الإخوة عندكم يا شيخ. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. And as I mentioned to the Sheikh, we only have 5 minutes till Adhan al-Asr here in Majlis Sahaba, Columbus, Ohio. Would he wanna go over one more question or stop right here? And the Sheikh Abdullah said, if you guys don't mind, he would like to stop right here. As you probably know, it's way too late in Egypt, and the Sheikh would like to get some sleep before it's time for Suhoor. Since he finished Taraweeh already in Egypt, Allahumma barik. And in conclusion, as a translator, anything that I said that is correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything that I said that is not correct is definitely from myself and or from the shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.